You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is October 2nd, 2017. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today is a very special episode. That's right, it's here. We're ready. The fall seasonal special. That's right, the fall seasonal special. What way to start with fall besides a pumpkin latte or a maple pecan iced coffee, right? Let's talk about fall. So fall is here, guys, and the fall seasonal special is complete and set and ready to go for your listening pleasure. So what is the fall seasonal special? Well, let's go over it a little bit. For those of you who are new, this is our second annual fall seasonal special, and this is what I love to do every year. This is my favorite show. I'm basically, what I do is I do a long-term search of over 80 vendors that I have currently in my database, 80 artisans and vendors that have products that we use all the time, right? And I go through it and I find their seasonal products, and I let you basically make an episode where it's a one-stop shop for all of these products, meaning you can find them. The way I set up the show notes is there's a link on every single product to the page and where the product is, and a link to the vendor itself. So what you can do is you can go right on there, click onto it, and go right to the vendor itself. Now, there are a few things that I do want to discuss before we get into the show. One, we're going to discuss the fall seasonal special. After the special, there's going to be another segment, which will be titled Feedback to the Artisans, Make It Easier for Us. Okay. So we're going to talk about some of the struggles I had while trying to find some of these products. And we're going to talk about what's coming up with the cast. We have some new stuff that I'm going to try. The review series is in full-fledged. We're going to start that in the next couple of weeks. So that's going to be on our next show. I'm going to review a product on the line and tell you guys all about it. There is a long line. And basically what I'm going to do is I have a huge collection of soaps and stuff like that that I've been purchasing over the years. I'm just going to start with some of my stuff and just talk about it. The reviews will be neither negative nor positive. They're just going to be my thoughts. So, I mean, they're not going to be promoting a product. They're not going to be bashing a product. If it works for me or if it's stuff that I like, I'm going to be very honest, but I'm not going to bash or promote anybody in that series. So that will be coming up in the next few weeks. But want to get into the fall seasonal special. Since fall is here, we have some great products we want to talk about, some really good stuff. But I do want to go over some disclaimers. All of the vendors are unaffiliated with the podcast, and in no way, shape, or form is this episode an endorsement for the products mentioned. I have researched the products from a large list of vendors that I've accumulated over the years and compiled them into one episode to create a one-stop shop for seasonal products. That being said, guys, no vendor has contacted me regarding these products are saying that it's coming out, what's coming out. To be completely honest, you know, I know the last few weeks that I was sending out emails, hey, let me know what's going on if you have anything. I didn't receive any feedback so from the vendor. So this is all done by research. So this is definitely, this is all done by just me searching websites over the last couple of weeks. Up until actually the day before this cast is being recorded, I have been researching. So just to make sure that everything is out. Now, I noticed a little bit of fewer products this year than last year, seasonal-wise, so I waited longer. If you remember, if you've been listening to the cast for the last 2 years, last year I did produce the cast 2 weeks earlier than this year. It was like middle September. And we had a lot of stuff. It seemed like it came out a little earlier. This year, I noticed there was a little bit less, so I waited an extra few weeks, and they're starting to pop up now. So I'd say just about everybody's full fledged, and I do have some future stuff coming up as well that we'll talk about in the cast as well. One other thing is a disclaimer is that Sharpologist, Wet Shaving Talk, nor myself personally are responsible for any issues or problems or quality concerns that you have from purchases made from these vendors. Please contact the vendors directly for more information. If you buy it, guys, so I just want to be real honest. If you buy something that I've saying, I'm not endorsing these products at all. I do not. Most of them I have not tried. I am just letting you know that these are available. Something that you're not happy with, or you feel your purchase was not, you know, your the quality was not there. Please contact the vendors directly, or the person whom you bought it from directly, and let them know. I mean, I've had people in the past send me emails about quality and stuff like that. Unless it's something that I physically use and don't like or know it's a problem, there's not much I can do. So I do apologize for that, guys. So just please remember this is not an endorsement for these products, but it's just merely a way to find them and to make a one-stop shop for it. So without further ado, let's get on with the fall seasonal special. All right, guys, our first vendor, Vanulet. That's right, Vanulet is definitely one of the more interesting presentation vendors, as you would see if you've ever purchased their products. Vanulet is definitely really into great artwork, and they also do great presentation of the soaps. The Coffee Pumpkin Latte Soap and Aftershave. This soap definitely gets a 10 for presentation. This is the most presentable soap I've ever seen. Now, the only reason why I'm saying this is because I have opened it and I do own this one. I've opened it up and it's just, there's like a little pumpkin in the middle. They do a great job there with presentation. Great soap. Great performer too, because I have used it. The scent profile from the maker is, I just love pumpkin of any kind. The aroma of coffee and pumpkin is perfect scent. I've added real coffee powder and pumpkin puree. So there's actual pumpkin in there. Great scent. It does smell like coffee. So, I mean, that's one that I can definitely vouch for. Definitely smells like a coffee pop. Definitely a coffee latte. There is an aftershave and shaving soap. So check them out, guys. Vanulet. Okay, the next vendor we have is Sterling. Basically, Sterling Soap Company. If you're very familiar with them, they've been around a very long time, and they're well known for doing different scents, off scents, and stuff like that. And they do a decent job with actual seasonal stuff. The first product is the Autumn Glory Soap and Aftershave Balm. And the scent profile is a difficult aroma to put in words. Imagine walking through a damp woods on a brisk fall morning with the falling leaves in all their autumn glory. So that's the first product, Autumn Glory Soap and Aftershave Balm. The next product they have is a Hot Apple Cider Soap and Aftershave. And the scent profile is apple, cinnamon, and clove make for a perfect shave as the weather turns cool and the trees turn. And then we have the Gatlinburg Soap and Aftershave, where the profile is... notes from the maker is, we set out to create a fall scent and ended up with what may stay with us all year long. Step into the great outdoors and breathe in deeply. Really awesome scent there. It's got cedarwood, lavender, bergamot, balsam, lychee, musk, black pepper, sage, and cade. And also the pumpkin spice shaving soap. Scent profile is a seasonal blend of pumpkin, allspice, and nutmeg. So that just smells like a pumpkin pie type scent. Really nice. That's the Sterling Soap Company. Next we have is Wet the Face, which is a soap company and aftershave. And they've come out with their Autumn Soap and Aftershave. And the scent profile will be notes of vanilla bean, apple cider, cinnamon spice, spun sugar, which brings forth a cozy autumn memory. So a really nice warm little line there. Awesome. Autumn Soap and Aftershave. And we have next in line is Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements and Crown King. Both formulas involved in the seasonal aspect of it. So both companies, if you know about Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they're the same company, just different formulas for the soaps and stuff. First product is Pumpkin 3.14 Soap and Aftershave. And this is a soap that's been around for several years and... definitely is an interesting one indeed. You're in for a real festive harvest time treat for your next shave. Pumpkin pie spices with hints of sugar, buttered crust, and roasted pecans. You will be tempted to eat this. That's the profile from the maker. So don't eat it, guys. Remember, don't eat any shave soaps. It'll make you sick. The next scent from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements is the Grove Soap NAS. And the scent profile from the maker is Oakwood, Cranberry, Currant, and Moss. Grove is as right as rain, as fine as fall sunshine, until sundown, that is. So really interesting Grove soap. Oakwood, Cranberry, Currant, Moss. Smells like a little walk in the on a fall day. Probably in New England, not down here in Florida, because it's always the same thing. So unfortunately for me, I don't get to experience that, but you guys up north do. So send some of the scent down here, or some of the air, or something, please. Thank you. The next one is the Blue Samhain, right? I hope I'm saying that right. Soap and AS. And that is the scent profile from the maker is Blue Samhain is a whimsical fall blend of sandalwood, burnt sugar, bourbon, and pumpkin matured in oak wood, in an oak wood barrel. Well, kind of. So really interesting smell on that one. Sounds really interesting. Awesome. I love bourbon stuff and bourbon oak wood and stuff like that. Being in the liquor industry, it's something I smell a lot of oak. So, I mean, really interesting. I love it when I see that on soaps and stuff like that. I always want to try those out. The next product is Cider House Soap and Aftershave. And the scent profile from the maker is Pipe Smoke, Mulled Cider, Oakwood, and Dry Leaves, Linseed. Phoenix has not disclosed this yet, but I believe Clown Fruit, which was last year, was the glow-in-the-dark soap. Clown Fruit, which is a collaboration with Local Gent, will be coming soon. As of the production of this podcast, it is not out, but look for it at phoenixartisanaccoutrements.com, as Clown Fruit should be making their way here very soon. All right, guys, next vendor up is Soap Smooth. If you haven't checked out Soap Smooth, give them a try, soapsmooth.com. We have the Frozen Cranberry Soap and Aftershave. Now, I believe this soap is an all-year-round thing, but I'm not sure. It sounded very seasonal, so I added it to the list of this year. The scent profile is our Frozen Cranberry Limited Edition is backed by popular demand, now with more methanol. Fresh, tart cranberries opening with a deep base of sangria-infused fruits. So, I mean, come on, cranberry, Thanksgiving, all that good stuff, definitely part of the holiday season for fall. So that's what made me think about it, and I was just like, yeah, I got to put that in. Our next vendor is a very interesting soap indeed, Dr. John's Soap, and it is the Blood Oath Soap and Aftershave, right? This soap is on pre-order right now, so you want to check it out. The pre-order is going on for, I'm not sure how long it is, but he's making a limited amount, and it will be available to the public with whatever quantities you have left over. And its scent profile is a carefully blended blood orange, coriander, whole wood, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so bad with this. And several other scents that sound really interesting. It looks pretty cool. And I would definitely check it out. DrJohns.com. That's the Blood Oath Soap and Aftershave. And our next vendor is Barrister & Mann. And they have the Levithon Soap and Aftershave, which is a blend of Russian leather blended with notes of sandalwood, coffee, cedar, and musk to create a dark scent suited for its namesake. So this is a traditional scent that comes out every fall. So I believe their third or fourth season doing so. Their new scent coming out, I'm not sure about if I am going to mention it. It is currently sold out. So I'm going to leave it there. The notes are going to be in the show notes, but I do not. I mean, it is a big scent. It's the replacement of Hallows. It's a Forger Gothic soap and aftershave. But the problem is it was on pre-order and it's already sold out, so I didn't want to mention it. If you guys already know about it, it's the same thing with Hallows. I'm pretty sure they're going to have extra ones, so check it out. That will be coming out at the end of October. All right, and we're moving right along to Uncle John's Pumpkin Spice Soap and Aftershave. And with the notes from Uncle John's Soap, it's with notes of pumpkin, clove, vanilla, allspice, and more. It's like hanging out at your favorite coffee shop in the fall. God, I can't beat that, guys. That's really good. I love pumpkin spice coffee. I get one probably every day of the year until it's gone. And usually have to wait several months. But, yeah, definitely really cool profile. And L&L Grooming is back with the Dark Fall Soap and Aftershave. And this is agarwood, amber, and benzoin provide a deep, warm base for cinnamon and clove top notes. Birch tar adds a slight smokiness that represents the ever-present smell of burning leaves that heralds the arrival of autumn in Georgia. So really cool. This is a soap that definitely represents a little bit more of my area, even though Georgia's far away from where I am, a little farther south. So this would so if you're definitely a resident of the state of Georgia, check them out, guys. Go for it. The Los Angeles Soap Company came out with a Merck Vitter soap and aftershave, and this soap is their seasonal, which reminds you of a spice cakey scent. So I'll read the profile for you guys. The ingredients and essential oils in the soap combine to provide a subtle, warm, earthy, almost spice cakey scent. As I described the scent elsewhere, it's almost what you might expect if a forest gnome invited you for a holiday dinner. Quiet, kind of earthy, with some hints of spice. Probably the most interesting description I've seen this year of anything seasonal. So check that one out, guys. definitely, this soap is still available. And, well, that's as much as I hate to say it, that's all we have this year that I could find regarding fall seasonal stuff. Now, I do want to apologize. The Barrister and Man Forger soap is... I'll tell you what the actual profile is. I just don't want to get too much into it because I know it was sold out, but I'm not sure if they're going to have more like they did last year with Hallows. And I know Maggard's is going to carry it. I just don't know how much they're going to have, but I'll talk about it. It's a combination of lavender, oak moss, bergamot, tonka bean, and several other musks of sandalwood, leather, and other things in there. Basically, it's it's also blended with black ashes and smoldering flame to echo the flames of hell burning for all time. One thing I will say about Barrister Man, they are very cool with their art and stuff like that. They do shirts and stuff. Unfortunately, I know this stuff is sold out already from their site, but there might be some on other sites too, so check them out. I left a link for the notes and everything in there as well. Alright guys, so last week we had a giveaway. Didn't get any responses from the giveaway question, so I ended up going to hold off for it until the next week. So we'll do another giveaway on the next show. But something I did want to talk about, and I'm going to take a couple of minutes here to discuss, is feedback to the vendors and artisans. First off, I'd like to apologize in advance if I miss any products. Currently, my list contains over 80 vendors, which unfortunately limits my search to roughly 2 to 3 minutes per site due to my hectic work and study schedule. Guys, remember something about me. Podcasting is really just a hobby. I do not get paid to do this. It comes out of my free time. Just to let everybody know a little bit about me, I am a full-time retail manager, and I also study on the side as well. So I work about 50 hours a week for work, 55, 60, and I study probably for another 15 to 20 for my studies as well, outside of my work schedule. In addition to that, I do try to do the podcast, and I try to do a good job with it. But so with all those vendors, 80-something vendors, I only have 2 to 3 minutes to search through the site, basically each one. In those 2 to 3 minutes is the time that I look for your products, seasonal products, or anything, and I'd like to mention it. One thing I noticed while searching is how very hard it is for me to find seasonal or limited release items on these websites. So I wouldn't say it's everyone, but I would say 95% of our artisans out there, their websites are very difficult to go through quickly to find seasonal products. So I listed up some recommendations I'd like to go over with you guys to make it easier for podcasters and, more importantly, customers to find your products. One, make seasonal products have more of an identity. Use a separate tab with the products so we can find them. One thing I noticed, guys, is when I went searching through some of the most popular sites, is I had to search and search and search and go through scrolls of soaps and stuff. Guys, I understand it's very difficult. I know websites are expensive and, you know, not easy to do, but I think that for the customer's sales point, I think you'd sell more soaps and sell more products if it was easier to find. There is a couple of them in there that I went and I dug for these and finally found them, like the last page of the products. And I'm going to be honest, you know, what I like to do is I like to think of myself also as a listener and as a consumer when I'm selling or buying something. I put myself in the other guy's shoes. And what I did during this whole show was, while I was searching, was I was thinking of myself as like, I wanted to buy this product and learn more about it. And I went to my favorite vendor just to see if he's got any seasonal product, he or she, and I can't find it. And then, you know, let alone maybe, you know, if they do a Facebook post or if they advertise, I'll see it and know about it. But I'll be honest, guys, I miss a lot of the Facebook posts. I'm not on Facebook every day. I don't really participate too much on social media. So I really look at the actual websites. And if it's hard for me to find it, it's not going to make it easy for the customers to find it either. So I'll be honest, guys, vendors out there, and this is for the vendors. It was very difficult going through your websites. And I just want to give some constructive, you know, criticism for that, just from a customer's point of view. Utilize graphics, pictures, etc. to make it easy to see. A lot of times you'll see new products and you'll go through and you can't find it or can't see it. One thing I would recommend, and this is just me, is maybe do like some vendors do a release schedule, and they'll say the exact day that it's released, and they'll have like a holiday seasonal tab on their website, and you can click on it and it will say, well, all the seasonal stuff coming out. Now, I know a lot of this is secret and stuff like that, but I mean, when it comes out, make it there, make it easy, put it on the front page, because let me tell you, seasonal stuff sells, okay? And everybody's used the barbershop scents and the sandalwood, the lavender scents, you know, a million times. Customers are not going to purchase lavender scents, you know, more than maybe once or twice a year, right, if they go through it. But if you want to keep it fresh, you know, you want to have new stuff. That's why when you go to Publix, I'm sorry, Publix, I'm saying that as like everybody goes to Publix. I mean the grocery store or Walmart, or if you go into any real retail establishment at this time of the year, you're going to see pumpkins, you're going to see fall stuff, you're going to see it look like fall. And all of their seasonal products are going to be right up front for everybody to see, right? You don't see Halloween candy putting all the way in the corner of the store where it usually is during the holidays. You usually see displays of it because they want to sell it. They want to sell it, a lot of it, right? And they don't want to have too much left over. I would definitely recommend vendors for doing that yourself on your websites, because that's how you'll sell more and it'll make it a lot easier for your customers to find it. And I don't want to be that guy. And the reason why I'm saying this, guys, is that it's something that I noticed while searching the last couple of weeks for products, and I found it very difficult to find them. Lastly, I would say clearly state the item seasonal in the product description. Right front and center, say this is I would personally say fall seasonal, because you know, fall and winter kind of intertwine sometimes. So does summer and fall. You know, so that sometimes they'll intertwine. So maybe put a fall seasonal, because then they'll be like, oh, I want to be seasonal. Because a lot of guys out there, a lot of wet shavers, really want to shave seasonally. They want to get that seasonal smell from their coffee that they got down the street, or from seeing those cinnamon stick brooms in the produce departments in the stores when you walk in. A lot of people want that. So, I mean, I like that and stuff. And when I purchase stuff, that's what I look for. And honestly, the people who get my money personally when I buy things are the ones that I could find. And there might be some great artisans out there that I don't know have seasonal products that I might miss because I don't know anything about it. So this is just my rant, guys, for making it easier for us. And this isn't, you know, not a bash or anything like that. It's just a word of advice from a customer that you may not get feedback from, you know, your regular customers. So, guys, that's what's coming up with the podcast. So, our review series will begin on the 16th of October, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take some products. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to use them for a week. And I'm going to talk about them in the next show. These are going to be from a wide range of products, from straight razors to soaps to brushes to everything. And I'm just going to talk about, hey, what I feel about them and how I like them and stuff like that. It's going to be really fun. And also, you know, I think we'll try that out for a few weeks to see if it works. I'm pretty sure it will. I think your guys are going to enjoy it as well. We're going to talk about the wet shaving industry as a whole. What's going on with the wet shaving industry? Now, a lot of people have been talking. I've read a few articles online regarding this. I've actually written articles about this online in the past. But what's going on in the wet shaving industry as a whole? Has it plateaued? Is it oversaturated? Is there room for growth, or is it getting stale? We'll talk about that on the next show. We're also going to talk about some new products coming out. We have some new products. And also, we're going to get into the start of the winter seasonal special. That's right. We do two of these. I like to do one for the holidays as well. There are a lot of winter soaps too, and we'll talk about that as well. And we're going to also remember the wet shaving year in review for 2017 will be on the last show in December, and it's starting to get close, so you'll remember, you don't want to miss that show either. Guys, remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for the support he has for the community as a whole and for everything that he does for everyone out there, and also for allowing us to use his site and platform for the podcast. Most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no cast. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for some tips and interesting stories. And feel free to contact me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Remember my YouTube channel. I got the link in there for videos regarding some cool stuff. We're getting more we're starting to do some more production with that as well. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode, if you're a vendor, contact me whenever you can via email. All right, guys, and I really appreciate everyone listening to this fall seasonal special. I had a great time making the show for you. I hope you had a great time listening to it. Remember, any feedback, any questions, or anything like that, let me know right away. Our next show will be October 16th. That's Monday, October 16th. All right, guys, so until then, stay safe, shave straight and safe, and remember, Have a lot of pumpkin coffee. Thanks again, guys.